Rev Tov, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my sweet partner in life and teacher of God's Word, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Erev Tov to you also, and thank you. And shalom to all. Before we get into the news portion, I just want to encourage you to do the best you can to build up your immune system. You know, God has given us His temple and desires that we take care of it with proper nutrition that, you know what, we can't get any longer from our mostly depleted soil. So also get off processed foods and sugar. Now, let's ask God for His guidance in this matter.
Abba, Father, we ask for wisdom to be given to your church in the matter of proper nutrition and supplements for our earthly bodies. So with your help, we can fend off all diseases that are attacking so many within the body of Christ. We glorify you, we worship you, and we thank you for our salvation. We ask that you bless tonight's program as we offer up to you these recent prayer requests and for the salvation of our loved ones. Protect our president from the evil one and grant a special blessing of increased spiritual knowledge to those listening right now. And we ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Praise the King and amen.
Okay, so what do you think of this coronavirus now that it has had a chance to multiply?
Yeah, it's kind of scary. You know, again, our immune system needs to be stellar.
With a lot of vitamin C.
Right. You know, even the stock market is going down due to the uncertainty of it all because, well, it is spreading quickly. But my question is, why aren't they pushing more for gloves? You know, this bug lives on surfaces for many hours. And if you get it, you are extremely ill. And it can travel even through, like, apartment pipelines, as in the case of that older woman that really never left her house and she still got it.
And some still got the virus after their 14-day incubation.
Right. They tested negative initially upon leaving the ship, but then 2 days later, they tested positive.
So Israel will sure hit a lot lately.
Okay, yeah. As far as Israel goes, the Iranian-backed, I might add, Islamic Jihad from Gaza fired close to 100 barrages of rockets in southern Israel on Sunday and Monday. 90% of those heading toward populated areas. Thank God they were intercepted by their Iron Dome system.
But of course, Israel is responding.
Well, of course. And they launched multiple air raids against jihad bases as well as an airstrike on a squad as it was preparing to launch the rockets.
Any casualties?
No, just some damage to homes and infrastructure in Israel with a few minor injuries, actually, from running to the bomb shelters.
Today I read it's back to normal.
Apparently the jihad has agreed to a ceasefire. But again, by the way, this was against Iran's orders. But so I imagine soon the mortars will be probably flying again when the jihad has time to, like, regroup and restock. But Israel continues to hit the Iranian infrastructure over in Syria as well.
Israel's third election is next Tuesday.
I know. And it's the same day as our Super Tuesday primaries for many states and where candidates can receive many delegates, which, of course, gives us a good idea who will be the Democratic nominee to run against President Trump.
So, big day next Tuesday.
Yep. And, you know, even tonight is another Democratic debate.
Did you hear that Biden had another serious gaffe?
Oh, yeah. You mean how he told the Carolinians that he was running for Senate?
Yeah, but he's not going to make it.
But really, we should all be very concerned how Sanders is taking a big lead thus far. It's really surprising because he really is a staunch socialist and admits to most of it, regardless of what he says. You know, he calls it the democratic socialism. But, I mean, who would want to spend your honeymoon in, what was the communist Soviet Union back in 1988?
Well, the following year, he visited Cuba.
Yes, while giving great praise to both of their societies, you know, where government controls everything. In actuality, well, that's what the New World Order will be. And you can see how after the rapture, people will beg for it and easily take the AI chip.
Yeah, for sure.
It's also not surprising that Sanders and his staff are propped up by globalist George Soros.
As well as the Pope, who is a, you know, he's a socialist at heart.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, I don't know if you remember, but they had an intense, very private meeting during his previous campaign in April of 2016, when he actually went to the Vatican. Anyhow, even the Democrats and the mainstream media are voicing their opinions. The Democrats are voicing their opinions on the evils of socialism. You know, watching this Jewish-born turncoat, Bernie, downplaying it all by, again, calling it democratic socialism as if it makes a difference. It's just a blatant falsehood. Also, by his side is the House of Representative cheerleaders, we call them, led by AOC, who really hate America.
And definitely hate Israel.
Oh, yeah, who long for Israel's demise. But at least it was good to hear former Mayor Bloomberg call it out as communism at the last debate.
Yeah, he did flop at everything else.
I know. Well, anyway, we'll see what he does tonight. But back to Sanders, his followers are mostly indoctrinated millennials who say, oh, he just wants to prioritize how the government spends our money.
They are being grossly deceived.
Right. You know, because, you know, it's really not just about the money. It's really about power and complete control over all areas of our lives.
By forced manipulation.
Mm-hmm. And they can use any excuse, like in this coronavirus. Look at all those quarantined in China. You think that can't happen here? You know, many are saying corona is an engineered bioweapon that either accidentally leaked out or was done on purpose as a test to control the masses, as socialism really wants to do. Anyhow, we know from other countries that socialism never works and makes people lazy.
Whereas capitalism equals energy.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Even if it could work, it's deeply immoral and puts the collective in front of the individual. In other words, every decision gets made by the collective thought.
As in religious.
Yeah, for sure. Or any minority belief. Well, that just all be tossed out the window. Which is why the One World Religion of the Vatican, along with the New World Order, will fit together quite nicely after the true church is gone.
Yeah, the woman will ride the beast, Revelation 17.
For a while. Oh, and one more thing, because we have to move on. Don't let them tell you Bernie's socialism is like Denmark, Norway, or Sweden, because these countries are not socialism in totality, and certainly not economically. Oh, yeah, they have a few socialistic programs, but so do we. So don't be fooled by that argument.
Don't get burned by Bernie.
Cute. Anyway, I see Bernie as a longtime intentional infiltrator to Congress. You know, as senator, he never wrote any legislation that passed while running the VA committee into the ground, and for which he had to apologize.
And, you know, his policies as mayor of Vermont have all failed.
So tell all this to your next Bernie millennial. Also tell them to take off a few months as part of their education for a long visit to Cuba, Venezuela, or even Nicaragua. And then let us know what they think. Especially when they start running back to America, as so many living there are trying to do.
We are spoiled over here.
You know, most don't know what a blessing and what a privilege it is to live in America. It's just a darn shame.
A quick word on Syria.
Oh, okay. Well, there's lots of fighting going on. Many are involved besides many different sects of Syrian fighters. Also, Russia, Iran, Israel, and the United States, and especially Turkey, who also has fighters over in Libya to help Libya's UN-backed government. Actually, it's just like the Wild West of the Middle East over there. But the poor people, it's very sad.
Yes, it is. All right. If you have any questions or comments, our email is Sheila@chauffeurministries.net, or you can call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Love offerings are still needed more than ever and greatly appreciated, which automatically adds you to our mailing list for future newsletters and updates. You can also subscribe and donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all our past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning pleasure.
Oh, and also our newsletters went out yesterday, so check your inbox. It is sent through MailChimp.com. All right. Okay, so we've been studying certain scriptures that often leave a big question mark in our minds, and tonight will be no different. It's in 1 Kings 22, which is lengthy, and we suggested you read that over last week, you know, so that you could be more familiar. But we are mostly interested tonight in the first 40 verses, with the first 15 setting up the stage. So, we'll give you some overview and then we'll read a few verses with more specificity. But first I need to comment on that, the very first sentence, because it relates to Israel today. Maybe you could read that, honey.
Now, 3 years passed without war between Syria and Israel.
Wow. There has almost always been some kind of a battle going on with Syria. And continues even today. It's just amazing. Anyway, they're conducting various types of raids still in Syria.
And lately, very close to Damascus.
Yes. So, anyway, moving on in 1 Kings 22, where we just read of a calm atmosphere, but the apostate and wicked northern king Ahab.
He was married to the evil Jezebel.
That's right. But Ahab is becoming a bit antsy in that he tells his servants that Ramoth and Gilead really belongs to Israel, which was true, and definitely not Syria. But he hesitates to try and take it for fear of a war that they might lose. So what's he do? He asks for advice from Judah's southern king. His name was Jehoshaphat at the time. That would he help him if he chooses to do it?
Jehoshaphat says yes, if he inquires from the Lord.
Right. So Ahab called for his prophets.
And verse 6 says there was about 400 of them.
True. And they do give him the go-ahead. But they were false prophets. And King Jehoshaphat asked, because he kind of had suspicion, if there might be a real prophet of God, to which Ahab says, well, there is Micaiah, but I hate him because he never prophesies anything good concerning me.
Yeah, like the truth.
Jehoshaphat rebukes Ahab for saying that he hates a true man of God, and so they call Micaiah in. But the false prophets get a hold of Micaiah first, and secretly tell him to please agree with them and encourage Ahab to go to war.
But Micaiah said he would rather first seek the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And so he does. Now, at first, Micaiah, he actually mocks the false prophets by pretending to be in agreement with them. But Ahab, well, he saw right through that and pushed him for the truth. And that brings us to verse 17 and 18, when Micaiah answered,
I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let each return to his house in peace.
In other words, Ahab is gone.
And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you? He would never prophesy good concerning me, but evil.
Well, and that brings us to tonight's study, and that's all, and what it's all about, because if you don't have the background of what we've been laying out over the last 2 weeks, or is written about in our teaching letters. Well, you might find the next verses peculiar. So, but let's read them together. Honey, verse 19.
Then Michaela said, "Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by on his right hand and on his left."
As we have previously addressed, these hosts of heaven are also made up of God's divine council, or Elohim, also referred to as gods, with a little g, of course, that we read about in Psalm 82 a few weeks ago. Now, in the next verse, Yahweh God is having a meeting to discuss wicked King Ahab and how his demise would occur, because God himself had decided it was time for his judgment, but he would allow his council to decide how it would be done.
Why now?
Well, because Ahab and Jezebel had just had Naboth killed and then took his beautiful garden in the previous chapter 21. And that's when Elijah prophesied his doom.
Where the dogs would lick up his blood.
That's right. But anyway, back to verse 20, as the divine council is seated in heaven, and now we know why the first prophets gave the okay for Ahab to go to war. They were influenced. So verse 20, now we see the Lord is talking with his divine council in heaven.
And the Lord said, "Who will persuade Ahab to go up, that he may fall at Ramoth Gilead?" So one spoke in this manner, and another spoke in that manner. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, "I will persuade him." The Lord said to him, "In what way?" So he said, "I will go out and be a lying spirit."
Yep, now the original says the spirit of falsehood.
"In the mouth of all his prophets, and the Lord said, you shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so."
Wow. So Micaiah then says in verse 23,
"Therefore, look, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets of yours. And the Lord has declared disaster against you."
Now, of course, Ahab didn't like that, nor did he believe him. And rather, he threw him in prison. And as the story goes, Ahab did die in battle in his chariot, and the dogs did lick up his blood, just as Elijah said would happen. Again, God does have different groups of divine beings all around him, referring to all of them as being angels, if you want to, is okay. But please remember that angels are more messengers and occasionally fighters, as we read in Daniel 10, where the rebellious angel of Persia had a title of prince, who Michael had to go and fight, but Michael was called the chief prince. And still others are called watchers, as we see in Daniel 4. And, of course, all of them are the sons of God because they were directly created by God himself. Now, we have a few minutes, so let's look at those watchers in Daniel 4, where Nebuchadnezzar has a dream of an enormous tree. I'm sure you all remember. And this tree reached into the heavens, and a watcher, which is another term for a divine being with certain qualities, speaks to Nebuchadnezzar in his dream, telling him that this tree, like him, would be chopped down to a stump. Now, we soon come to realize that, again, the tree is a metaphor for Nebuchadnezzar, who will be cut down by losing his mind and become like an animal. You know, in Daniel 4, verse 17, we see the specific decree of his fate. And I'm going to read that. Verse 17. "This decision is by the decree of the watchers, and the sentence by the word of the holy ones. in order that the living may know that the Most High rules. In other words, He has sovereignty in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever He will and sets over it the lowest of men. In other words, He can set over His kingdoms, His nations, anybody He wants to, even the lowest of men. It's amazing. In other words, He can use anyone, even me and you. So, the decree is of the watchers, okay? Keep that in mind. But makes it known that the Most High, God the Father, Yahweh, well, He has to agree with what they say. And then in verse 24, Daniel confirms to Nebuchadnezzar that it is actually the decree of the Most High. Again, God is the sovereign one, but allows His counsel to take part and discuss it together and even announce it. Now, happily, we know the rest of the story. Nebuchadnezzar had a good ending and his kingdom was restored after a very good lesson was learned. You know, sometimes we go through things for a higher purpose. We just got to always trust Him. So what is the takeaway to all this? Yahweh God rules over the heavenly realm and the earthly realm with the genuine assistance of His image representatives. You know, God made us in His image actually means we are to image God to others in order to bring them to salvation, just as the heavenly hosts were to do. And they were to point the people to God. God decrees and they were to carry it out. But they and we can choose whether to follow through on that. In other words, God decrees the ends, but the means can in many cases be left to the imagers. And this balance of sovereignty and free will is essential to what happened in the garden. The choices made by us humans and non-humans, in other words, beings, as in Genesis 3, is all based on God's desire for all beings to have a free will. Unfortunately, rebellion can enter in and has many times. First with all the angels that fell and then His people falling, entering into spiritual adultery. It happens. And we're going to look more at that next time, of course. And basically, I have to leave you with the major question. Is Yeshua Lord over your life? Do you know for sure that you're going to heaven? You know, it says in Scripture that we can know whether we're going or not. You know, I hear people say, well, I think I'm going. I'm a pretty good person. The Bible says you can know for sure, but you must accept Christ as your Savior. So, don't wait around. Be smart. Now, if you're already saved, as I imagine most of you are that are listening to this program, then how many have you told about God's saving grace lately? I know it's getting harder, but we got to keep still doing it. Now, I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because those who love her, if you really love Jerusalem, well, you're going to be prosperous in all areas of your life. And that, of course, is from Psalm 122, verse 6. So, again, till next time, tell someone about Jesus. Be blessed. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.